This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper is standing by his votes for some of Donald Trump's cabinet picks. At a town hall in Grand Junction last night, Hickenlooper was grilled by voters on his decision to support 10 Trump nominees, including Interior Secretary Doug Burgum.
Again, he's not perfect, but he's so much better than one. You should have seen the other people that they were talking about. I'm not being funny.
Hickenlooper said he thinks Burgum could be persuaded to unfreeze some federal grants meant for Colorado. Democrat Yadira Caraveo says she's running for Congress again. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Caraveo is hoping for a rematch against Republican Gabe Evans to represent the state's swing seat, the 8th congressional district north of Denver. Last November, Caraveo lost by fewer than 2,500 votes. Caraveo was the first Latina Colorado sent to Congress, but this time she'll have to get through a primary first. Democratic State Representative Manny Rutinel announced his run for the seat earlier this year and has raised more than $1 million. Other Democrats are also reportedly thinking of jumping into the race. The primary is more than 14 months away. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Governor Jared Polis says potential Medicaid cuts by Republicans in Congress would be devastating for Colorado. He made the comments in a letter to the state's congressional delegation. Polis says Colorado could lose more than 10,000 jobs and $1.3 billion in state economic activity. Possible cuts also could end health coverage for more than 100,000 people in each of the state's congressional districts. Republican Representative Jeff Crank says Polis is not doing enough to fix what he calls a broken healthcare system. This is CPR News.